Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to Too Niche.
I'm Lara.
And I'm Elizabeth. And this is the show where we haul. While everyone is decking the halls, we're just simply hauling.
We're hauling the halls.
Exactly.
And today is no different. We're continuing the holiday spirit by hauling luxury advent calendars.
But before we get into today's adventures in consumerism, we'd like to introduce a new segment to the Too Niche universe, one that is frequently touched on our social media over at This Is Too Niche on Instagram. But if you're not familiar, it's a little thing we like to call the Too Niche effect. It's when something's mentioned or brought up or explored here on Too Niche, and then almost instantly, it's then thrust into the pop culture zeitgeist.
So often, we literally conjure up things on this podcast that are then brought into the forefront of culture itself. So we have to give ourselves props and be our own biggest cheerleaders.
That's right.
Because we don't call it out, no one else will.
So today, for our inaugural Too Niche effect, we are doing a mini haul of Sheena Marie and Lala Kent's instant pop girly classic, Christmas Sleigh.
Fire it up, because I haven't heard it
both
yet.
Both of us have not heard this yet. And as the instant that we released our pop girly holiday bop haul, this song then came out.
Psychic? Some may say yes.
Some may say. All right, here it is.
It's that time of year for kissing underneath the mistletoe. I hope old Saint Nick don't catch me acting like a ho, ho, ho. Cause I've been being naughty, really feeling jolly, shaking like a snow globe, Santa's little thotty. So if you're gonna be a Scrooge, then you just gotta go. And we'll lit this Christmas like we're under.
Okay.
First and foremost, I want to apologize for putting every listener through that. I feel like I'm having an allergic reaction right now. I got a little itchy.
I have many notes. First of all, we don't normally play that much of the song, but there
was... I wanted to hear the Rachel line.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you played it out.
Yeah.
And if you hadn't played it out, I wouldn't have known that Lala raps a verse in this
song. I think that Sheena also...
I'm having a hard time distinguishing between their voices, which shocks me because I feel pretty well versed in like knowing what they sound like singing.
That was my first note, was I can't tell who's who.
Yeah.
Second in the title, I have been waiting for somebody to bring the S-L-A-Y into like the double entendre of a holiday song. I don't know if we've gotten that quite yet, but I'm glad that they gave it to us. I don't like that they're bullying Raquel in this. I think they can leave it alone.
Do better.
It's annoying.
It's also old news.
I know.
That almost happened a year ago. It's
but
December
I
now.
Do appreciate a mention of keeping the earrings a la my queen, Erica Jane.
I'm kind of weirded out by like bringing the greater Bravo universe into this particular song. I wish that it was more personalized. I wish that it was sexier, first and foremost. I'm like missing a lot of sex appeal from this song. And these are two women who I would argue came onto the scene leading with sexiness. So I don't like that that's been like neutered. My other note is that I need this to go through a new audio mixing session, because to me their vocals sound really low and like the music and extra effects sound really high, and I think that their vocals need to stand out more and it just needs like a richer production.
They need whoever did Kelly Clarkson's bop to come onto here. Not that there's ever a world where that would happen, but just as we learned last week, production quality is as important as the pop girly and the song itself. And the production wasn't there for me. It's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me. I could rent a keyboard and set up a keyboard recording session in this apartment and come up with that same or better version of a Christmas song. And I'm like, if you're gonna do this, then I'm gonna need you to throw a little bit of budget at like a 4-piece string orchestra, like,
yes,
to just
layers.
Yeah, I need like get a couple trumpet players. Like, it can't be that crazy expensive.
It was missing trumpets. You're absolutely
missing some
right.
Trumpets. It was missing like a actually in the studio instrumental vibe. That's a D for me.
I don't love it. Although I have been workshopping my own song to the tune of Lohan Holiday, but it's a Wayho Holiday. And stay tuned.
An A plus in the making.
Exactly.
I'm sure.
Okay. So on to the haul. Advent calendars have hit a fever pitch in 2023.
Everyone's all about an advent calendar. And at first, I just thought like, oh, we're consumers. We're loving to shop. We want an advent calendar. It's a cute opportunity. But then it was really brought to my attention via an NPR segment that you sent me, that it's like when people are really poor and feel like they can't spend the money that they really want to spend, they end up spending it on advent calendars.
Yeah, so Lara had texted me. She was like, advent calendars, I think it's a haul. I said, yes. And lo and behold, not 4 days later, there's an NPR piece about the popularity of advent calendars this holiday season. Again, to niche effect, if I do say so. And what I thought was really interesting, speaking to where the economy is right now, the NPR piece alluded to the fact that it's really hard to get people to try new products from a brand in when things are in a downturn, when things are in their peasant era. So the brands are betting on the advent calendars to get people to try new product and hopefully buy full size of something that they like later on.
That is a smart technique and makes a lot of sense to me. Number one, I've seen advent calendars popping up on my TikTok algorithm a ton. It's like unboxing advent calendars. And what really got me intrigued was the flop Chanel advent calendar from last year that got, I think, removed. Like, Chanel got the person's like TikTok removed.
They blocked her.
And blocked her because she unboxed an advent calendar was truly the go girl, give us nothing. If anything, it was a harbinger of what crisis mode Chanel's in right now, where everything is really ugly and bad and like not worth it.
The best thing was a red nail polish. The worst thing was a little pouch that just said Chanel on it. That like,
but what about the plastic bracelet? Oh,
yeah. It looks like a wax seal of a Chanel C logo.
It was actually shocking.
We'll link it.
Like, thank God Karl Lagerfeld wasn't around to see that.
No, he would not be pleased. But my whole thing with the advent calendar craze at this moment, first of all, adventures in packaging, adventures in packaging design. And then my mind just goes right to its final destination of Trash Island, which is inevitable.
There are some brands where I'm like, I would like an advent calendar of their offerings because it's like they have stuff that I would want to just try, but maybe not commit to. But then there are some brands that feel it, their advent calendars and the advent calendar offerings feel so Trash Island-y and like too much that I'm like, I would think that I'd be into it, but really I'm just like, oh my God, no, I don't want this at all. And what shocks me, and we'll like get into it as we're scrolling through, but like is what speaks to me and what doesn't.
I would say very little of it speaks to me. In fact, before the NPR lens of getting consumers, you know, more introduced to a product range or like with that as the goal in mind, my head was just like, the adultification of an advent calendar is weird to me. But now I see the other side of it.
I think if it's like a really well curated mix of offerings, and what I'm really looking for is like thoughtful packaging, not only in the advent calendar itself and the presentation, but in the offerings. Like, I want a very specific look of the products. Like, if I could get an advent calendar that was just like extremely well produced miniature versions of like the products we all know and love, like I'm talking like dollhouse size versions, there's something about a mini that like it makes me so happy, and that would be a very worthwhile advent calendar to me, even though it's like literal microplastic Trash Island vibes.
Honestly, anything that gets you in the holiday spirit, I'm for, because it's rare.
It's a mini, yeah. So, but very rarely do the advent calendars offer an actual miniaturized version.
So I just looked it up just my Jewish self was like, I don't know really much about an advent calendar. The only advent calendar I've ever had was like a dog biscuit one that somebody gave us. But advent calendars have their roots in the 19th century when German Protestants started taking creative steps to mark the days leading up to Christmas, like ticking off chalk marks on walls or doors, lighting candles, and placing straws in a nativity crib. So that really, it was just like a way of like counting down to the excitement of the holiday.
A Christian vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learning
Christians
stuff.
Christians don't have much to look forward to except for Christmas and Easter. So they're going to do whatever they can
to count
the days.
I love it's very it Destiny's seems, Child coded.
It's very Destiny's Child. It also seems very like Jewish people are getting Hanukkah, like 8 days of gifts. Like we only get one. We've got to like really amp things up and get like some excitement going. So we're going to do 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like I see you, Hanukkah, and I raise you more days.
Great. I love that. Love a healthy holiday-driven competition. Do you have any advent calendars?
I have you ever one dog one that a friend gave to me, too. That's been... Yeah. Tony's really liked it.
Again, I'm resentful of the packaging.
Yeah.
I just don't like how it takes up so much space.
I know, unless it's like really cute and bougie.
Yeah.
I always think like a food advent calendar or like I bet Lotterie has an advent calendar that would be great.
Yeah.
With like a little macaron each time.
That would be nice.
That would
be
nice.
A little sweet, but like I want them fresh.
I know, that's the thing, is like I don't want them in a plastic.
No. I also think it's cute to make your own advent calendar for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Time intensive.
I'm just thinking of ways to just not have as much waste as these that we're about to get into seem to have. Because I'm not keeping boxes. I'm not one to like hold on to the fancy box. But
I think that is where you go on Poshmark and you posh that box.
Wow.
People on Poshmark love to buy a box.
That's true.
I've never known. I don't know why. I can't relate. But I do know that there's a huge market for just boxes on Poshmark.
Oh, okay.
So I would encourage any advent calendaristas to take to Posh instead of just throwing them out.
Okay, so we took to, who knows, luxury or can do a luxury roundup better than townandcountrymag.com.
So they've listed like 45 or so advent calendars. So we're going to pull from this, and then I might pull a couple from this TikTok lady who's hauling. There's this woman on TikTok who spent like $20,000 on advent calendars to unbox them, and I love her commitment to doing the work.
She is decking the halls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to come in hot with a flop advent calendar, and that's the Christian Louboutin women's advent calendar.
This one stresses me out.
The packaging is beautiful, and the presentation is stunning, and the execution and the offerings are D to C minus.
Retails for $600.
And what it offers is a ton of perfumes, which, like, sorry, no one wants those.
They're the sample perfumes that are in those little vials that just, they don't spray. They just pour out.
No one likes those.
No one likes that.
Enough of that. No one wants it.
It's a spill waiting to happen.
There are 8 of those. Then there are 4 lipsticks, which again, no one wants those either. You know, if you're getting like a free, remember like, growing up, like my grandmother always used to go to department stores for a beauty, and she'd always get the gift with purchase.
The Estee Lauder, the
always
Clinique.
Would give me the Estee yeah. Lauder gift with purchase, and every single time I was so excited. But then you realize that like the lipsticks are always ugly. Like you're never gonna get
are always ugly. I will say the gentle eye makeup remover from Clinique that was often included in those little gift with purchases is a great product.
That's good to know. Yeah. But like, have you ever received a free lipstick that you were like obsessed with?
No,
they don't give that shit away, which is weird that they don't. It's weird that they don't. Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, make a tiny little mini lipstick, like American Girl doll sized, and the ladies will come flocking to the counters demanding a full size.
They will.
So 4 lipsticks, 8 perfumes, an inexplicable like charm bracelet.
There's like
with 3 charms.
You get the bracelet one day, like the actual chains, and then 3 other days you get charms to put on them. And it's like, I don't need like a red bottom charm.
Yeah, I don't need a charm bracelet. There's just really nothing in this that intrigues me. Is there a nail polish that might intrigue me, but I don't even wear regular nail polish. So this is a true no for me. It's an F, and all of this is floating on Trash Island.
But here's the thing. It's sold out at Saks.
Well, how many were available? You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Packaging, taking Trash Island out of it, it is a beautiful packaging, but what is in there, it's unless it comes with a gift card for Christian Louboutin with it, that is a scam.
Oh, huge scam.
That is not $600 worth of vials of perfume and lipstick. And if it is, then I'm sorry to whoever paid that.
This must just be for people who love Christian Louboutin shoes so much that they're just like charmed to open 24 days of junk, just that they are like, oh my God, like this is so funny. It reminds me of the shoes that I love.
Or it's for the people who wish they had Louboutins and then go for the calendar instead, which
but for $600,
you're almost at a pair of shoes.
Yeah, you could go on the Real and get yourself a pair. I can't see someone saying, you know what, I can't get the shoes, but at least I'll just save up $600 for this junk. I think it really is for just like Louboutin lovers who are just like, they have like closets full of them and maybe get them custom made. And then someone in their life is like, they'll love this shit.
I know. And I'm getting heated.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I'm upset.
Mm-mm. Christian Louboutin is the top causer of climate change, in my opinion, based on this advent calendar. An F for you, sir.
Yep. Who's next?
Okay, beef also with the Saks 25 Days of Beauty advent calendar, because all of these are really, they're not minis. They're not a well-produced mini offering. They have good product selection. Like they're, I'm seeing like an Augustinus Botter, something or the other, but not the actual like 1 ounce.
These are tiny samples of product. And these are like, this is gift with purchase.
This is gift with purchase. This is like, we had leftover stock that like couldn't go to Sephora or wherever. We're going to just throw it in here. They're like, we either throw it into the ocean or we throw it into a box and charge people $200 for it. What do you think? And then the CEO was like, just do the box. At least we'll make money before it gets to the ocean. This is an F for me, too.
I hate it. F.
A D for do not buy.
Straight to jail, Saks Fifth Avenue.
I need also have a bone to pick with any jewelry advent calendars. Jewelry is such a specific thing that like I don't want to open potentially 25, 24 days of, there's nothing, let me just put it this way. There's nothing worse than when someone gives you jewelry that doesn't speak to you. It's like really difficult to stomach. You're like, I'm questioning the relationship. Why would you want to go through 24 days of experiencing that potentially?
The NPR piece mentioned CW Sellers, which is a fine jewelry and luxury watch shop brand that has a £21,995 advent calendar, and I had to look it up. Obviously,
I'm intrigued.
The packaging is pretty cool.
I like the packaging.
I know it's not really clear based off of this.
I don't
like this jewelry. I don't like a snowflake diamond necklace.
I don't want that at all. Not even the model looks happy about that.
No.
Oh my God.
This is so ugly.
This would actually drive me to the brim. This model is like, what? There's a reindeer diamond?
No, not a reindeer diamond.
This is all really, really ugly. And then a Fabergé candle just like randomly thrown in there. I've never heard of their candles.
I hate it.
Same. Like if Cartier did an advent calendar for like $50,000, then we'd be like talking. That'd be cute.
But like what would be in it?
Okay, for $50,000, what would be in it is a mini Panther watch.
Okay.
Stainless steel. A love band.
Okay.
The Juston Clou, like a ring.
I'm really impressed with your familiarity with the Cartier range.
I'm really familiar with the range. I think that they would need to produce like something special for the calendar. Like they could do a little stainless steel jaguar earring studs.
Yes, but like I'd rather just have like a 4-day advent calendar and have it just be all like 4 top tier items than trying to fit 25.
Fair. I hear that. And I agree that we should just be maybe doing 9 days, 12 days,
one day.
4 days, or one day, $50,000, and it's a gold watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you're like in the 1% and we're advent calendaring Don't Break My Heart with a $21,000 piece of shit advent calendar.
That's right.
Net-a-Porter has something that they are not calling an advent calendar, but instead the ultimate gift set. And that is cute. The sizes of the products are good. The presentation is also good. And you have a nice offering of products. You have like an exfoliating glove. You have some good beauty stuff.
I literally thought that was like a knit glove.
Like a cashmere.
Yeah. I was like, oh, switching it up. I like that. No, see, I don't. Mm-mm. Look what? At these bracelets. No, ma'am.
Okay, let me tell you about this brand, though. The Jia Jia crystal jewelry is, like, oddly incredibly expensive.
It looks like I got it in a fucking shop by the beach in Isla Mirada.
I know, it is very Isla Mirada, but I'm just telling you that this, like, full-size Isla Mirada necklace is, like, $2,400. So, like, just a little bracelet, they're retailing... Like a bracelet like that would probably be like $300 or $400. Oh yeah. These bracelets that they sell are like $560.
The earrings are nice.
Yeah.
I like that they're switching it up. Again, though, I feel like I'm seeing a lot of repeats.
It's a lot of repeats. There's not many people doing original vibes.
I feel like, okay, I never say this right, but Augustinus Bader.
Augustinus Bader.
Okay. I feel like they just drop shipped a ton of their tiny creams to every single advent calendar on the market.
They knew where their bread was buttered.
Yeah.
And it's in the advent calendar.
Yep. But like, love this for whoever wants it. I'm not sold on the concept. Is this in a lantern? What is this?
It's just like a tower of some sort.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, the Net-a-Porter, like the execution is pretty good. And for the price point for a luxury advent calendar, it's not, I think the bang for the buck is there.
Yeah.
Because it was originally $375 and then marked down now to $262. So like,
if you're a retailer like Net-a-Porter, it behooves you to have an offering like this around the holidays.
Yeah. So they got off their ass and like kind of did it.
Yeah, I guess.
There's room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
But like I would give them a B for trying.
I need to see a full size candle in here and not like this mini.
What's their mini candle? Oh, I don't like the candle that they're offering. I'm sorry, but it's disgusting to have a candle that also doubles as massage oil. No one wants to use that. No. That's fucking disgusting.
You're a loser for
Get
that.
Get a grip. Do one thing or do the other. You can't do both there. Enough. Enough. We have to draw the line somewhere.
We must.
If I see like a plastic hotel room style offering in an advent calendar, like hotel room product style, I'm angry.
Oh, that's what a lot of these are, which is why I'm fuming. I just headed on over to Dior.com to witness their $4,200 advent calendar that I have to say, although my mind is instantly envisioning this floating around with a bunch of trash, the packaging for this is stunning.
You're just paying for the packaging.
Like it
mostly. It's like a wooden box.
A wooden box that I think is supposed to replicate the Dior store in Paris, if I had to guess.
Okay.
That has like a really substantial piece of hardware lockbox on it.
This is a really beautiful box. And you are getting a full size candle. But like, what do you do with this box once everything's said and done?
That's what I'm saying. If you have a kid, they can like use the little drawers for little things. But this isn't like, I'm a grown human. I'm not having like a store replica box out in my life.
For $4,200, I just don't see a world in which any of this is worth
it. I'm trying to assess the pricing on this. So we're getting skincare, we're getting nail polishes,
perfumes, and a full size candle.
Does it come with a bag? Why is it $4,200?
It seems like also some of what you're getting are just like display cylinders that you put your products on top of.
Okay.
Which I think is a cop out. I think the display cylinders should come, but I wouldn't want to open up a drawer to just see a cylinder. I'm not impressed.
I will say presentation is really beautiful, but...
But then they dropped the ball. They said, our work here is done, and then passed it off to like the interns to figure out how to fill each box, and the interns really flopped it.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a C.
I'm giving it a D for Dior. A CD for Christian Dior.
Mm-hmm.
No, these are actually... I'm feeling outrage a little bit.
Yeah. It's not great. But let's take a look at the Williams-Sonoma advent calendar.
Okay.
'Cause I always think like a little food or a little yummy offering is like a
kitchen gadget.
Great...
Okay. Williams-Sonoma Chuck's Luxury Advent Calendar, $300.
Okay, so what's in here are some random Christmas ornaments. I don't so much care about those. Although there is like a little copper pot ornament that's cute. But like, I kind of think that the Christmas ornaments are a cop out. But I don't have a Christmas tree, so whatever. Peppermint bark bites. There's too many of those. One is enough.
There's a little jam.
A little
mustard.
Jam. Mustards. Cheese, perhaps?
Olive oil. Sour gummy stars. Toffee bites. A tiny candle.
This is cute, but could be better and certainly isn't worth $300.
I will say it is on clearance right now for $200 because we're halfway through December.
Mm-hmm.
But
this isn't even worth $200.
It doesn't look like it's worth $200.
This is worth $50.
I like the old-timey packaging of it, though. It does make me... There's something about like a illustrated nutcracker that brings me to a place of joy.
I know. This is very like corporate gift for like the executive team.
Very that.
Bit of phone-it-in one.
Mm-hmm.
Williams-Sonoma just shaking you down.
Sorry.
Oh, you were intrigued by the Liberty London 12 Days of Jewelry calendar.
I was.
Tell me more about this.
There's a few Liberty of London options. The jewelry one hadn't caught my eye, but now that I'm looking at it, it's not a bad curation. It's decent. It's like a 50-50 on that. But then they have the Liberty of London Beauty offering one, which is no longer available. But I saw it on TikTok and it looked pretty spectacular. And the packaging was gorgeous because it's Liberty of London. And obviously their prints are iconic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that they also have... I feel like in advent calendars that I had growing up, there weren't like gifts in them. It was just like you opened the door and there was like a
piece of
something
chocolate
behind the door.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. But they have, Liberty of London has one that is literally just a box and you open each door and there's like a different print behind each door.
See, that is fun and it's only $20.
Yeah, like that's a cute, like thinking of you or you, like this matches your aesthetic and I know you'll like this kind of gift.
Yeah, that's cute. And it's just a replica of the Liberty of London shop, which is iconic and special. I wonder if you can put things in it.
That's what I thought at first, but I think it's just like panels.
Oh, yeah. It's just a different print behind each 24 doors.
Mm-hmm.
For the design head in your life.
Yeah. I think that's cute.
Me too. And I like the price a lot.
Okay. I'm going to tell you an advent calendar that I would really like and enjoy, but I have some notes on, is the Diptyque advent calendar. 25 scented treasures. It retails for $510. I'm loving the box. Feels very substantial. Feels like, I like it when each day feels like a mini gift. And what I'm seeing as far as the offerings are a lot of mini candles, some scents, maybe too many perfumes. I would like less perfumes, more mini candles. There's like a solid scent, which I like because they come in these really cute magnetic like cases. But then they have these like random Christmas ornaments. They have three Christmas ornaments, which I'm like, lose the ornaments. Like no one cares and no one really wants to put like a Diptyque Christmas ornament unless it's truly like a mini candle or like some sort of something cuter than just this like cheapo metal thing that you're offering. Or if you have to give an ornament, one ornament is enough.
Yeah, we just need one.
Three is overkill.
Are they scented? Because they kind of are shaped like the like closet deodorizer things that Diptyque makes. Have you ever used those?
They're shaped like those. I don't think they're scented. I think that they just spin around and they're like glittery.
Okay, I'm all set.
Lose that. Filler. And I would actually put in, Diptyque makes these festive candle toppers that it's a fight.
They're
every
like
day.
Chandelier.
Yeah. Cause did you ever have the, oh yeah, well probably not because again, Jewish, right? But there were these like tiered wooden things that you put little candles in and the heat creates like wind, and so it makes these like tiers of like Christmas things like turn around.
No, but it sounds magical.
It's very magical and like a very pretty Christmas decoration. And so I'm gonna go actually probably later today. And
so the holiday carousel is what it's called. I guess I need to see it in person because I was looking at this last night and I was very confused.
In person, they've dialed it in, okay. And the topper offerings are good this year. But they need to put a topper in this box.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But I just don't understand. Like, is it just a visual thing? It's like, look at my candle. It has a hat.
No, the heat makes the topper move because it creates some sort of like wind or something, and then the topper, yeah. So it'll spin around. And then it's like a pretty, and they have some of the candles in different vessels, like special holiday vessels. Mm-hmm. And then it just is like a pretty visual feast.
Wow. I could see how that could be nice.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm looking at these photos here on diptyque.com. I do think that the Diptyque advent calendar is strong. About 500 US dole hairs.
You would like to receive
that. I would love to receive this. Knowing myself, I would probably buy this, break it up, and you have gifts for everybody. But I just don't like the holiday ornaments. Three of those is criminal.
Yeah, I would say like they need to do less perfumes as well, because perfume is such a personal thing. I think you could do like two of the most popular perfume scents. Then you need to do like a room spray. You could do like a mini cleaning product or something, because they have the like Droguerie candle, which is like their cleaning line. So right. I feel like offering like more in that vein would be good.
I would prefer less mini candles personally. I don't think mini candles do anything. And I think they're
Your mini candle truther.
Yeah.
There's something about a Diptyque mini candle, though, that really gets me going.
I'll gladly receive one, and I've been eyeing...
in the bathroom.
I know, but, like...
It's a good bathroom candle.
Once it's burned, then you have this, like, tiny little shot glass, and it's like, what am I doing with that?
Poshmark. Someone will buy it, I swear to God. People, empty candle vessels, huge market for those on Posh.
This is wild.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I can't explain why, but people will buy them.
What are people doing with them? Are they repurposing and making their own candles?
I think sometimes if you have a nice can, if you have Diptyque candles and they're empty vessels, you can sell those on Poshmark for like $10 to $15, which is a good way to get a little money back.
Yeah. For the candle fund.
You know what actually really spoke to me, which I was surprised that I would be into this one, is the Molton Brown advent calendar.
Ooh, more tiny candles?
No tiny candles, but like that's tiny nice. Hand washes and like shower gels and some perfumes. I'm not mad at that.
It's a little bit like the countertop at a fancy hotel, though.
But in a way that I like, that I can fuck with.
Yeah. I'm not mad at this.
And the offering, I think it's because everything is like different colored too, that makes it seem more thoughtful.
250 available at Saks Fifth Avenue. That's a good one. I like that it's like hand soaps and things that people use.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nice introduction to the line.
Another one that I would love to receive is the Cicely Paris Advent Calendar.
I've never really been too familiar with their products.
What's crazy about their products is that they're just so expensive. Like, the price point is on some of their stuff is just unbelievable. So to receive a bunch of samples of it is like... feels luxurious, and then you can try and see if it's really like worth the hype.
Looks nice. Retails for
$600.
I like how they're walking you through each item on the website and what its pricing is.
Yeah, you're getting like sleeping masks, some perfume, hair masks, skin cream. All of this I'm into.
What do we think about the $660 Hanky Panky Original Rise Lace Thong Advent Calendar?
That feels like too expensive for what you're getting.
Honestly, inflation?
$660 for 12
pairs of... No, it looks like it's 25.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you gotta really love that cut.
I just feel like you could probably, if it's just all the same thing, I feel like why not just find them?
Right. I'm trying to think of anything that I would love 25 of.
I'd like 25 Trudon candles.
Yes. Full I would size. Take a mini of those, actually.
Yeah, the minis of those
honestly,
are a good size for
the
a mini.
The two niche advent calendar should be sparkling water. A new sparkling water each
a
day.
Mini sparkling
that
water.
Would bring me so much joy. No, full size. I don't know what the packaging for that would look like.
It's a literally 500-pound advent calendar.
But a
the
chic,
shipping, the cost way more than the calendar itself.
A chic sparkling water every day, that would spark joy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
but
doing
I'm,
it
I
anyway.
I want a mini. A mini.
I'm just thirsty, though.
I know, but it has to be the mini, and it has to be fridge friendly.
True.
The advent calendar also doubles as a refrigerator organizer thing that can it
yes.
can you can repurpose it, and then you use it in your fridge as like an organizational something
for
or
drinks.
Other.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But I'm gonna really dig my heels in on the mini of it all. 5 ounce mini, just trying them.
little hit.
Glass.
Yeah.
I think we're on to something.
Sign me up. Dr. Barbara Sturm advent calendar, $448 on Net-a-Porter.
This one, for some reason, really turned me off. I was like, I don't need all this stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's but just too again, much stuff.
Looking through the lens of brands wanting to introduce you to their offerings and hoping that maybe you'll bite in buying a full size, this makes sense. And
I'm seeing too many of the plastic upside down triangle containers.
Yeah.
Like if I'm telling you, if it was like a mini version, it doesn't feel luxe. It feels really trash.
It's a lot of products to get into. Like you really should only try one new product at a time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot of vials of things. But I guess if you're a Sturm head, go to town.
But you know which ones also speak to me? And I was shocked to be like, oh, I would love to receive this, is the Fresh Advent Calendar.
Oh, say more.
I think like, I like the brand Fresh. I've used a good amount of their products and I like them, but it's just something that I never go back to is like, oh, this is like a hero product for me or like mm-hmm. a something that I have to have in rotation or something I think about and like need. But if I'm given it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to use all of this and I'm going to make it part of my life. But I'm never going to buy it probably again to seek it out.
Really big into their Hesperides. It's like a grapefruity scent. That was a big one for me when I was in college.
Yeah. All their lip stuff, great. Their face wash, the soy face cleanser. Mm-hmm. I had a whole
one.
I'm really wondering what their sugar strawberry exfoliating face wash is like.
Sounds scented.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, I'm just into it. For some reason, it feels like a throwback to like a younger version of myself that I'd like to explore.
Just to remember. I'm looking at this Aman advent calendar, which is the same Aman that is correlated with the Aman resorts. Mm-hmm. I did not know that they had skincare and fragrance.
Oh, yeah.
But they had an activation. I was at Miami Art Week this past weekend and they had like a whole Aman booth at Design Miami. And I was like, what's going on here? It wasn't very clear though as to what they were selling or displaying, but I do love an Aman resort very, very much. So I appreciate them branching out into multiple categories.
Yeah, they're branching out, but I'm also like, do we really need this / is it that good?
Do we need it? No. The answer is no.
We don't need it, but like, is it really that good? Because their hotels really are that good. So it's setting such a high bar for beauty.
So we get a grounding candle. 111 skin for Aman Gold LG face mask. I'm into that collab. Purifying pulse point remedy. An Aman Jade Gua Sha. Nourishing lip butter. And their one of their fine fragrances from Aman Venice.
I'm seeing some trash items in here. I don't care about a Gua Sha, sponge. I don't care about whatever that like rope pouch thing is, and I certainly don't care to get a little
pumice stone. I'm all set.
Yeah, I'm good. Like that's gonna go straight to posh.
Yeah, no, this isn't. I'd rather use this money towards a night. This will cover a third.
Yeah,
of a sleep.
2 hours in a room.
But I'm just so fascinated. Like, I had no idea that this whole brand expansion was happening. It's just like fun to learn stuff in real time with a mic in front of you. Elemis. I don't like the packaging for the Elemis First Class Skincare Advent Calendar that retails for $260. But I will say I've had great experiences with the brand itself.
Same.
And the cleansing balm is an A+, and that's in here, but it's only a little tiny one.
I know. I thought too, when I first saw this, I was like, oh, I would love to get this. And then I realized, oh, I just want to buy the cleansing balm. Yeah. And I need to just make a point to do that for myself. There's a really cute Bon et Filou dog monthly dog treats calendar that's looking like an array of little like biscuits that is and snacks. Cute. That's cute.
That's fun. I like the packaging. $70 at Walmart or Saks Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Which girl are you? Then there's like 12 days of canned wine.
Pass.
No.
There's also like a sample wine, but it came in vials, yep. Which I was like, that's a huge pass. Eataly should do an advent calendar.
I don't feel like Eataly's doing well.
That hurts my heart.
I know. It's just like a
feeling.
Why do
you think that?
It's just you
just think it?
Just think it.
You're just thinking out loud?
Yeah.
I'm going to respectfully disagree.
Okay.
And ride for my girl Eataly, which is now expanding to Italy.
I know. No, I guess it was already there. I don't know. I feel like we got a DM about someone correcting the Eataly presence in Italy, but I don't remember what it was.
Me neither.
I just remember I was feeling moved. Food halls right now.
Well, food's too expensive.
It's too expensive. No one's doing it. Peasant era. Wow.
Peasant era is here.
It's here.
It finally has arrived.
It was the top prediction of 2023.
Because I guess remember growing up, did your family receive like gift baskets at the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
I was always thrilled by a gift basket.
Those were the best.
They were the
so
best.
So exciting. It's like shortbread and cheeses Gems and crackers. And
even the one.
Chocolate.
What's the one that's like the classic gift?
Harney? No. It's something.
It's like cheese and sausages and like mustard.
Hold on. I got to look at that.
I still am excited about that. Even though it's truly preservative laden cancer food, I'm like, sign me up. Like I'm ready to receive it. I love
With
nothing
Perry
more
and David.
Than cutting up little pieces of sausage and dipping it in honey mustard at the holidays.
That came in a gift box.
100.
It's the best.
We're in such peasant era that all we get are microplastics for $700. No foods.
No foods.
No
tiny,
food baskets.
Tiny candle and a little vial of perfume.
You get smoke in your lungs, microplastics in your bloodstream, endocrine disruptors, and what you pay for is the hopes that you will get taken out sooner rather than later so you don't outlive your money.
Well.
But I'm saying let's get the food prices back down so we can start gifting each other food baskets at Christmas time again, like how it should be.
Do you think it can go back down or is it like once it's up, it's up?
If I were these companies inflating the prices of everything and being like, well, people are still buying that. Like why would a company then be like, okay, we're going to go back down?
Right.
Like why would airlines be like, ugh, all right, we've really done a number jacking up prices, but now it's time to like get back to normal.
It's not going
to
happen. You know what I saw yesterday at Trader Joe's?
What?
The Gerolsteiner has gone up like 75 cents. It's in the 2-something range now. It used to be, I think,
1-something.
1-something.
This is a crisis.
#, this is crisis.
I think we all actually just need to get on Ozempic and do like a Prolon fast to reset our minds and phase out food
crave
altogether.
Nothing.
Yeah, crave absolutely nothing. At this point, an Ozempic subscription, an Ozempic prescription is cheaper than groceries if you really like map it out.
Yeah. And it also just cuts off your want for anything.
Yeah. So you won't even want, you have no cravings and you're just like incredibly neutral when it comes to food. And then maybe you just spend like $40 to $50 on Soylent and then you just drink that and then you're good.
So sad.
It's really sad.
And then you take all the money that you've saved and you get that jawline surgery that all the housewives are getting to complement the Ozempic.
You pool your resources with seven friends and you get one night stay at an Aman resort there of your choice.
I think we've cracked it.
Bring back gift baskets. Is Italy doing poorly? I insanely hope not.
I want to be wrong, but I'm just telling you that was my instinct. I just don't think food halls are desirable in this moment in time.
I mean, certainly Italy's price points aren't.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, here's the deal. If they open one closer to me, I would help boost the Italy economy. But they're just far away from me and I can't get over there as much as I could during COVID.
My takeaway from this haul is that I think there's too many minis in the world. Mm-hmm. We need to put a stop to minis.
Okay. I'm accepting that.
I think that
just actual like miniaturized versions of things that are cute that you could pass along to a niece or nephew or even do a photo shoot with a pet.
I mean, I say choose your own adventure. And if it brings joy, it brings joy. But I think that there's like the majority of these things were literal freebie samples that they're charging for.
Mm-hmm.
And I see right through it. And I think they need to check themselves on their use of packaging. And I think that an adult opening up an advent calendar every day is weird. That being said,
I like taking it there.
I think whatever brings you joy in these trying times.
I see where you're coming from. I would urge brands to be more thoughtful about their packaging. And I would say if you're going to contribute to Trash Island, at least make it an aesthetic and cute contribution and not just some free sample bullshit.
That's right.
When I go to Trash Island, I want to look and say, oh my God, is that is that a mini La Mer, like a doll size La Mer pot? Let me see that. And then pull it out of the floating debris.
Yeah.
And be like charmed. Wow. Yeah.
Cute.
But yeah, I agree with you. It's all garbage.
Yeah. Trashola.
And I don't like the encouragement of like more, more, more. I feel like if you're gonna spend money like that, you can save money, A, by just saying, I'm gonna buy one thing out of this like full size that I really will enjoy and use all the way up. And then just save the rest of your money because you're gonna need it to pay for groceries.
Truer words have never been spoken. Speaking of selling things, going to be doing a Yardstars this weekend for anybody who's in Los Angeles.
Whoop, whoop.
Yardstars is the concept of yard sailing that I created with a friend of mine. And we love to have like a curated resale experience for all who come. It's going to be on the east side. If anybody wants the address, they can DM me or Tunish.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's so cute. The stuff is great selection, very curated, very chic. This isn't your grandma's yard sale.
But they're priced to sell, baby.
Mm-hmm. You can get a deal.
Deals. And we love deals. We love deals.
And if you're a brand that listened to this and you have like a bougie advent calendar and you want to offload a couple of them, you can send them to us.
That's right.
But not if you're Christian Louboutin. Sorry. We are not accepting those.
No way, Jose.
And until next time,
stay niche.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.